I'll just start by saying that this was today kind of a tradition that Coach Fish started, and now our fifth year, we kick off training camp in full pads with the special teams practice. And, you know, we've had success over the past couple of years finding undrafted rookie free agents in these type of practices. And it's just a chance for us to see guys compete, use a technique that we've practiced in OTAs, which we felt we finished on a really high note. But to put the pads on is, you know, a little different ball game. So to see that today, I think we got through pretty clean, the soft tissues and all that, and the guys competed. And we'll check the film out and probably find a couple hidden gems like, you know, we've been able to do the last couple of years. So a lot of fun. Whew, good workout, too.
Does anyone stand out in particular before seeing the film in those drills?
A couple linebackers always seem to kind of stand out. You know, guys that are late around draft picks or undrafted guys that are real scrappy and hungry. You know, we've had some success with some running backs, you know, being kind of bonus guys on teams. Probably unfair to say right now until I see the film, but there's always a couple guys that we don't really know much about other than a little bit of college. But the thing is, in college, there's not a lot of special teams film on a lot of these guys also because they don't play special teams. So to see them in a full speed, lots of space environment is new for them, and that's when you get exposed, you know, in a good or bad way.
What are some of the qualities that you're looking for out of these guys in these kinds of roles?
We're looking for guys that can run. You know, I'd love to see guys that use the techniques we've been working on all OTAs, which have been unpadded in the last 2 days, and that's all we've done is we've worked on the techniques that hopefully help them out today. So who's doing the right thing? Who's fighting and scrapping, and who shows up they can run, and then who's also being smart about not committing penalties and those type of things. And they stand out. Benny Cunningham, Chase Reynolds, Corey Harkey, Cody Davis, Chase Reynolds, I think I said him. You know, Darren Bates, who went to Oakland this past year. Marcus Roberson, Maurice Alexander. Last year, Cam Lynch, undrafted. Bradley Marquez, undrafted. Bryce Hager, seventh round. You know, those are the guys that have stood out and made the team and then performed well enough in games to stick. So I probably left a few guys out, but it's usually the guys you don't know much about, not the first, you know, second, third round draft picks that, you know, are tough dudes.
Watching you guys today, Duke and Tyler both seem to have some pretty good moments out there. What have you been impressions of them so far?
Yeah, pretty good. You know, great size. Again, a couple guys that haven't performed on teams in college. So it's great to see them do something that's new for them and unique kind of to the sport. So they've been pretty sharp.
How often, if ever, does it come down to you guys are going through cut downs, that this is the difference, that the ability to play special teams is the difference between the guy making the team and the guy being cut?
Yeah, I think with, you know, Coach Fisher, that there's a priority on maybe the last couple choices on the 53-man roster. You know, if it's a toss-up at a certain position, offense or defensively, then the trump card is special teams. And we've been fortunate the last couple of years that, you know, Coach Fisher recognizes that and picks a guy out that looks like he might have some potential to play 25 snaps a game on special teams. So I think, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys a year, you know, find that role and then perform.
Where do you think you guys stand in terms of special teams as a strength, and where do you think you need to grow the most, at least looking from last year to this year?
I think, you know, our punting, kicking, snapping game is excellent. You know, Benny and Tavon, I think, have been really successful last couple of years returning the kicks. We got tough guys that can run and cover. We need to cut out some penalties in our return game. That's probably kept us from being one of the best. You know, a couple of big punt returns, a couple of big kick returns that might get called back. So if we can eliminate some of the penalties, which we've been always practicing, but it's tough, then I think that's one of the biggest things that can help us improve field position.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.